5. A Story with a Disappointing Ending. Paul's father was a security guard at a museum. The museum had a very famous painting. It was painted by Leonardo da Vinci. It was called the Mona Lisa. Next to the painting was a sign, "Do not touch." All day, Paul's father made sure nobody touched the painting. At night, after the museum closed, Paul's father was alone, just him and the Mona Lisa and the sign, "Do not touch, do not touch, do not." He was dying to touch it. The tips of his fingers tingled with desire. But this story isn't about Paul's father. It's about Paul. Paul was a student in Mrs. Jewell's class. He sat behind Leslie. Leslie had 2 long brown pigtails that reached down to her waist. They just hung there all day, right in front of Paul's face. The Mona Leslie. "Do not touch, do not touch, do not." Paul reached out, grabbed, and yanked. "Yeah!" screamed Leslie. Mrs. Jewell sent Paul to the counselor's office. The counselor's office was on the 4th floor. Paul had never been there before. Like every student in Wayside School, he was afraid of the counselor. The counselor had a very scary face, with big bushy eyebrows and a little beard on his pointed chin. Paul knocked on the door. "Come in," said the counselor. Paul entered and sat down on the couch. "What's the problem?" asked the counselor. "I pulled Leslie's pigtails again," said Paul. "I know it's wrong, but I just can't help myself." "Watch the pickle," said the counselor. Paul's eyes went back and forth as he stared at the swaying pickle. "You are getting sleepy," said the counselor. "Your eyelids are getting heavy." Paul suddenly felt very tired. He could hardly keep his eyes open. "When I count to 3, said the counselor, "you will fall into a deep, deep sleep. 1, 2, 3. Paul closed his eyes. He wasn't exactly asleep. He felt like he was living in a dream, but it was a very pleasant dream. He felt happy and safe. "Can you hear me?" asked the counselor. "Yes," said Paul. He was no longer afraid of the counselor. In fact, he liked him a lot.